们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我叫吴希，来自中国河南省郑州市。
My name is Anna. I came from Henan, China.
我的英文名叫安娜。
她是 Anna。
很多朋友也叫我吴安娜，我也很适应。
哦，你也可以叫我做
吴安娜。
吴安娜，
我也很适应。我觉得我的名和我的姓和哪个名联合在一起都不要紧。
你可以叫我的姓加名，可以。
Sorry.
So you can call me by my surname and first name.
最要紧的是，我觉得要重要是我的心和什么联合在一起。
I think the most important thing is how my heart is connected to, or whom is it connected to.
今天是我一生中的大日子。
This is a great day for me.
因为我的心在受浸之后和神联合在了一起。
Because my heart is united with the Lord after baptism.
我与基督联合在了一起。
I'm united to Christ.
今天我在这里为主耶稣做见证。
I'm here to give testimony for my Lord.
见证他对我生命的改变和更新。
I want to testify for the changes he has for me.
我相信这一切都不是出于偶然。
I know these are not random.
而是我的主的安排和美意。
But the Lord in his good will has prepared all these for me.
是他拣选了我。
He has chosen me.
把我引导到他的面前。
And has led me before him.
让我认识他，亲近他，
I can know him and experience him and obey him.
我们全家是在朋友和亲戚的带领下于08年来到教会的。
My family came to this church in 2008, invited by relatives and friends.
当时我本人对于基督教没有太多认识。
I didn't know much about Christianity at that time.
我只知道它是教人良善的。
And all I knew is for doing good things.
孩子在教会这里学习对身心成长都有好处。
And I guess it's good for children to grow up in such an environment.
所以那个时候坚持来教会只是为了陪着女儿学习圣经。
So I persevered coming to church all for accompanying my daughters.
至于我本人
as for myself,
虽然弟兄姐妹们都热情地相待
although brothers and sisters were nice to me,
我也没有感到身体上或心灵上有任何的抗拒。
And I have no objection to them at all.
但那时我心中没有感动。
But I wasn't moved.
两年以后，2010年
，in 2010，
我的小女儿出生了。
My youngest daughter was born.
来教会因为无法坚持就中断了。
Because she was young, I couldn't continue coming to church.
因为头几个月婴儿的睡眠喂养都特别难。
Because in the early few months, the baby or babysitting was very difficult.
我在一天只睡三到四个小时的情况下
I slept only 3 to 4 hours a day.
患上了产后忧郁症
I had postnatal depression.
严重症状最严重的时候我想到我割腕自杀
In the difficult times when I was seriously depressed, I thought of committing suicide.
但是我看到我小的孩子那么小
But I look at my daughters.
我的大的也才刚上小学
My older daughter was just entered primary school.
我还是挺了过来。
And I didn't commit suicide.
我至今还清楚地记得。
And I clearly remember.
在那段时间里，我最害怕的就是黑暗。
During the time, I was most afraid of darkness.
一到晚上，我要把每一个房间的灯都打开。
At night time, I have to turn on every light in all the rooms.
否则我就会很害怕。
Otherwise, I'll be panicky.
我的家庭医生建议我接受心理治疗。
My GP suggested that I have psychotherapy.
我没想到心理医生在给我治疗一段时间之后
I didn't expect after the psychologist's treatment for a while.
他确实建议我重新回到教会。
He suggested me going back to church.
我遵医嘱恢复了教会生活。
I resumed church life then.
但又因种种原因而中断了。
And because of various reasons, I stopped.
后来我产假结束回去上班。
And after the maternity leave, I resumed work.
忙碌而繁琐的生活和工作再次成为中心。
I was so busy and occupied with my work and daily chores.
两年以后，2014年的四月份。
Two years later, in April 2014,
我做了甲状腺左侧切除手术。
I had an operation on thyroid.
虽然我的声带受损
，Of course I was injured，
但去掉了长了近十年的结节
，But after removing the thyroid，
我很高兴
，I was quite glad。
但当我去外科大夫那里看术后检测结果的时候
，But when I went back for the checkup，
我惊呆了
，I was shocked。
我被告知左侧有癌细胞
，The doctor told me there are cancer cells found。
已经有十年左右
，and it's been there for about 10 years。
所以他建议我把右侧也切除掉
，so I was suggested removal。
当时我在洗手间里大哭起来
，I cried and cried in the toilet。
我难以接受我患上了癌症这个现实
，I couldn't accept the fact that I had cancer。
我不相信我需要终身服药
，I didn't agree to long-term treatment。
我觉得我不应该这么倒霉。
I thought I shouldn't be that bad.
我的忧郁症刚好了一点，我又患上了癌症。
Just after recovering from depression, now I have cancer.
感谢主的看顾和保守。
And I thank the Lord for His care and protection.
我顺利地做了第二次手术。
I had the operation.
由于我的癌细胞比较小，而且也没有扩散。
Because the cancer wasn't spread.
所以我无需放疗。
So I didn't need chemotherapy.
而我的主刀大夫也免收了我的第二次手术费
，and the doctor waived my operation fees。
在经历了这些之后
，after experience all these，
我在极其低潮、不顺心、工作生活又繁重之下，重新接触了基督。
I came back to Christ with all the burdens of work and chores and my health problems。
每一个礼拜，我们全家都会到教会。
Every week。Will come as a family to church,
听信息，参加查经小组
，listen to the messages and attend the Bible study groups,
并且在团契弟兄姐妹的帮助下
，and with the help of the brothers and sisters in fellowship,
我们也开始参加周六的家庭聚会
，we joined the weekend home groups.
我是在疲惫、失望、无助下信靠救主的
，I was so exhausted, so tired and hopeless.That I came to Christ.
虽然上帝并没有让我因此生活顺心或者工作变得轻松
，God has made everything easy and rosy for me.
但是我却认识了这个有权柄、有慈爱的主
，But I came to know the mighty and loving God.
我知道这一切的挫折、磨练都是他的旨意
，I know that all these frustrations and difficulties will come from Him.
是灵命成长的必要过程
It's an essential part of my spiritual growth
只要我将一切全信靠他
As long as I commit myself and my all to him
他必有安排和计划
He has his good plan
在信主之前我容易抱怨一生不满
Before I believed in Christ I often complained I wasn't happy
信主以后
After believing in the Lord
我告诉自己要顺从上帝的旨意
I told myself I have to obey God's will
要多赞美
I need to praise him
而这一切令我的生活顿时变得有意义
And my life became meaningful
从放弃生命转而对生命有了新的盼望
From the time of abandonment I regained hope in life
看待世界的眼光也逐渐变成从神的角度而不是从人的视野
My worldview became different I see things from God's perspective
约翰一书的一章五节
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 5
说神就是光
says God is light
在他毫无黑暗
There is no darkness in him
这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息
This is what we heard from the Lord and we Preach to you.
我在患忧郁症时，最严重时，最最希望见到的光。
In time of depression, in the worst time, I saw light.
现在在圣经中找到了。
And now I see this light in the Bible.
我愿意背起十字架跟从主。
I'm willing to take up my cross to follow Him.
不在黑暗里走。
I don't want to walk in darkness anymore.
必要得着生命的光。
And receive the light of life.
主不会一下子解决我生活上的各种难题
The Lord will not instantly solve all my problems
但我借着顺服主
But by obeying him
我得胜有余了
I can triumph
谢谢
Thank you.
早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我是很激动。
I'm so excited.
感谢上帝拣选我做他的公民。
Thank God for choosing me as one of His children.
对于我来说，今天一下子多了很多的兄弟姐妹。
For me, I'm suddenly having so many brothers and sisters today.
对于你们各位来讲呢，多了我这一个姐妹。
For each of you, just one more sister, which is me.
请各位。跟我一起欢喜快乐吧。
Please enjoy and be with me. Be joyful.
我首先介绍一下我自己。
Can I just introduce myself first?
我的名字叫 Wendy.
My name is Wendy.
2004年呢，全家一起移民到了澳洲。
I migrated to Australia in 2004.
我丈夫啊。
And my husband.
我丈夫是个工程师。
He's an engineer.
以前是，现在还是。
He used to be, and he's still an engineer now.
我们就是技术移民来的啊。
We come here on the skilled immigration.
我有两个孩子。
I got two children.
女儿已经21岁了。
My daughter is 21 already.
她已经到其他国家去在读硕士。
She went to some other countries for a master degree study.
她是学那个建筑设计。
She's majoring in architecture design.
Yeah. 我还有个儿子。
I got a son also.
站起来让大家见
见。Stand up for us to have a look.
站起来。站起来。后天是他的生日。
It's going to be his birthday the day after.
14岁。
He's turning 14.
正在学8年级。
He's on year 8.
感谢主，他很聪明。
Praise the Lord, he's so smart.
我自己是学图书馆专业的。
I'm majored in a library.
大学毕业以后在国内的大学图书馆工作了几年。
I worked in a library in a university in China after graduation.
Yeah. 然后当时出来了一段时间在公司里工作。
And also I had some experience working for other private companies.
那段时间很爱钱了。
In those times, I was so loving money.
到了国外以后，到了澳洲以后呢，我回到图书馆工作，直到今日。
I came back to my library job in Australia until today.
现在还在图书馆工作。
I'm still working in this industry.
说起来，我觉得我最大遗憾的事情就是我是图书馆工作人员，我见到圣经却是如此的晚。
What I regret most is even though I work in libraries, but it's so late that I become to read the Bible.
Yeah.
I feel so ashamed just standing in front of everyone.
刚到澳洲的时候，我们家住在英格兰。
We lived in the Inner West when we first arrived in Australia.
后来我们是2010年的时候，我们全家搬到了北边来了。
We moved to the north in 2010.
孩子们也都转学到了北边来。
The children all transferred over here.
我的小儿子。
My son is studying with Sister Jiang Ning's son together in one same school.
妈妈们很快就认识了嘛。
Yeah, we became know each other.
有一天我们去接孩子碰上。
One day we met each other at school.
我们谈的那个题目就是说，就感觉东西方的文化是有差异的。
We were in the topic of the difference between the Western and Eastern culture.
我是说着无心，但是呢，江宁当时说了一句话。
I was just chatting, but just江宁 said something then.
江宁说西方文化的精华在宗教。
She was saying something like the fundamental of the Western culture is religion.
这句话实在是深刻。
I was so impressed.
把我给震惊了。
I was so shocked.
其实你看这个西方的文学家也好，哲学家也好，没有一位说出这样的话。
I've seen so many literatures and philosophers, the Western ones. No one has mentioned this.
孩子很快出来，我们就各自回家了。
Then we pick up the kids and we went home.
但是这句话总是缠在我的头脑里。
But I've been thinking about this, what she said all the time.
我说我下次见他一定约一下，跟他单独谈一谈。
I said I have to make a appointment with her and talk further with her later.
这简直是一个伟大的导师。
She's such a great tutor.
我就如约到他家去了。
Then I visited her one day.
一进门就坐在沙发上。
Was sitting there.
他很热情，就去到厨房去沏茶，为我沏茶。
She was friendly and making teas for me.
坐那儿我就看到沙发那个茶几上放了一本圣经。
Upon sitting there, I saw a Bible lying on the couch.
一本书啊，那
啊 book.
但是我觉得它是圣经了。
I think that was the Bible there.
我马上推断说这个宗教的精华在圣经，这能推出。
So I assumed right away that that so-called fundamental the religion should be Christianity, should be the Bible.
他一回来我就问他，我说你有没有中文圣经啊，借我一本。
When she came in, I just asked, do you happen to have a Chinese Bible? Can I borrow one?
他就马上给了我一本。
Then I was given one right away.
接下来的谈话就是我就是问了一下，就是他是你信主之前和信主之后有什么区别呀？
Then I sort of asked, what's the difference is before you believe in Jesus and after?
Yeah.谈完以后我就拿这个圣经就走了回家。
Then I left her with the Bible.
一进门我就读。
Then I started reading once I got home.
从此以后我就是基本上天天都要读这个。
Ever since then I've been reading the Bible every day.
强烈的吸引着我。
I was so attracted.
就是劳苦担重担的人到我这里来吧。
All those you are labored and weary,
please
come to me.
我就是很劳苦。
I was so labored.
太累了，这心都。
I feel so tired in my heart.
都破碎了。
Broken.
我那时候就总是想，这个人活着是为什么
？I couldn't help wondering what's the meaning of living.
我怎么活才能活出一个人的样子来呢
？How do I live to live like a real human being?
这件事情很困扰的。标准在哪儿
？I was so bothered. Which is the standard? Where?
哎呀，这时候看到了。
Then I saw it.
太初有道。
In the beginning is the word.
道与神同在。
The word is with God.
道就是神。
And the word is God.
可找到。
Then I think I found it.
哎呀，觉得我这个心呐，就是从一种黑暗中啊走向了。
I find my heart was just saw a beam of light in the darkness.
就我深深的体会，就是我个人体会，就是你见到了光以后，你才知道什么叫黑暗。
My feeling is that you won't know what darkness is really is until you see the light.
我们如今在回想我们的过去，就觉得我们是在黑暗中行。
Now we look back to our past, we can see that we were walking in the total darkness.
但是在那个时候，我们自己却不是很深的体会，那时候并不知道。
But by then we didn't realize that.
像圣经上还要讲到了说，其实那时候我还特别害怕死。你说这人嘛，一想起死就极端的恐惧。
But then I was also so afraid of death.Whenever I think about this, I was horrified.
你看圣经上也讲，我们主也讲了，信我的，不至于死， 反得永生。
The Lord said, whoever believes me will never die, but will have an eternal life.
这问题全解决了。
Oh, all problems solved.
哎呀，又怕死，问题永生了，有了。
Yeah, for me who is scared of death, now have an eternal life.
怎么活也知道了。
So I also know how to live.
接下来我说，我在那个 interview 叫面试啊，面试的时候，郭老兄面试的我，问我一个问题。
At the interview, I was asked a question by a brother.
就说你。你都信主了五年多，你为什么才来受浸呢
？Why? How come you just agreed to get baptized after 5 years since you believed in Jesus?
我说我就是，我要深知我所信的。
I said that's because I need to know exactly what I'm believing.
这五年多中，我是来看一边看我圣经嘛。一边看圣经，一边啊，我还想着我能行出来。
I've been reading the Bible in the last 5 years, and also the same time, I was trying to, you know, to do it.
也想能做出来。
Just to practice.
哎呀，我的心好累呀。
I was so tired.
做不出来。
Yeah, I was so tired because I couldn't do it.
感谢上帝。
Thank Lord.
我今天受洗了。
Now today I'm baptized.
感觉是请求上帝赐圣灵于我。
I just want to ask God to send Holy Spirit.
引导我走在永生的道上。
And to lead me to walk the way to eternal life.
啊，请求上帝赐智慧于我。
May God bless wisdom to me.
赐悟性于我。
And the wisdom.
赐聪明于我。
The cleverness.
让我明白他的话语。
So I know his words.
做他所喜悦的事。
And I do everything to please him.
喜悦的人。
And to be a one that is pleasing to God.
其实圣经这本书呢，真是一本人生指南。
A Bible is really a life's book of life.
从小就应该读。
You should read from a very young age.
这就是我教育我的孩子们。
That's what I'm teaching my children now.
也要伴随我的一生。
And it's going to be the same way with you all my life.
要老要读它。
Until I to read it all the time.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
荣耀归于上帝。
Glory to the God.
我们要赞美上帝。
We praise the Lord our God.
谢谢各
位。Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹好。
If you don't know me, my name is Jacinta.
我介绍我的名叫 Jacinta.
I am 12 years old.
我是二岁。
And I go to a public school.
我去那个公校读书。
When I was little, I attended a Christian preschool.
我小的时候，我在一个基督教的preschool.
And I went to church weekly.
我也每个星期去教会。
In preschool, we had lessons on Jesus.
在 preschool 里头，我们有上课读关于耶稣的。
Singing songs and listening to stories.
我们也唱歌，也听圣经的故事。
I guess you can say that God was in my life.
我想耶稣已经进到我的生命里头了。
But the problem was he wasn't in me.
但问题他还没有进到我心里。
After a year at preschool and continuously going to church.
过了一年，我还是一直的去教会。
I went to primary school.
我就进了小学。
At school, our lessons on Christ was around half an hour.
在学校的上课呢，大概圣经课是半个小时。
At school, we have a lot of compulsory activities.
在学校里头很多的一定要参加的活动。
Such as the cross-country race.
比如说要跑赛跑。
Yeah. The cross-country race is when all girls in your age
要跟按照你的年龄参加。
competes with each other.
要比下一档。
If you make it through to top 10, you get into zone.
如果你在前十名，你要啊升一级。
The best competing with the best.
那最好的跟最好的要比赛。
Since my connection with God was descending,
因为我跟神的关系越来越不好。
I did not have the ability to win.
我不能赢这个比赛。
After a few years,
过了几年了。
My family and I wanted to find our relationship with God again.
我的家人跟我开始跟神的关系又恢复了。
At that time, I wasn't in P group anymore.
那个时候我不再比赛了。
I was starting to learn more outstanding information.
我希望我参加游泳。
No, I started to learn more information.
我学习更多的知识。
And understood most of it.
也都能明白。
I felt more relaxed and not so worried in life.
我比较轻松，没有那么的忧虑了。
When I put my faith in the Lord.
当我发现我信主的时候。
At that time.
那个时候呢？
School cross country started season.
学校的比赛又在恢复了。
This time, I had to run 3 kilometers.
我要跑3公里。
Before the race, I prayed.
比赛以前我祷告。
To the Holy Father.
我向我的父祷告。
For the first time.
我一生中第一次。
I made it into zone.
哇，我赢了。
And I thank God and,
我感谢神
and felt extremely good.
我非常的开心。
When it was the day to compete with the best,
当有一天要你是冠军一同比赛了
I was very nervous.
我很紧张。
I calmed myself down.
我叫自己安定一点，不用怕。
And talked to Christ.
我跟主耶稣说话。
When the race began, I knew that Jesus was beside me.
比赛开始的时候，我知道主耶稣在我身边。
Encouraging me to the finish line.
他鼓励我要跑完。
The race was long.
这个比赛的路很长，也很累。
At the finish line, I was surprised I didn't come last.
到终点，我很惊讶，我没有在最后一个。
I got top 50 out of many students.
我跑了50，也不错了。
The moment I finished the race was when I knew that God was with me through any condition.
我结束那个比赛的时候，我知道什么时候神都与我同在。
In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 8, it says, Tell God what you need.
腓立比书那里说，应当一无挂虑。
And thank him for all he has done.
只要凡事记着祈求感谢，把你需要的求告诉他。
Then you will experience God's peace.
也有经历主所给出人意外的平安
，which exceeds anything you can understand。
这个是出人意外的平安。
His peace will guard your heart。
他的平安要保守你的心。
And minds as you live。
保守你一生一世。
In Christ Jesus。
在主里头，我们是安稳的。
Thank you。
谢谢。
My name is Nathan.
Oh, 我叫 Nathan.
And I guess I can safely say this is one of my happiest days of my life.
我觉得我可以肯定的说，这是我这一生中最开心的日子之一。
I am here today because I believe that Jesus died for me and saved me from my sins.
我今天在这里，因为我相信耶稣为我的死，为我而死，为赦免，我的罪得赦免。
And now spend eternity with him instead of facing God's wrath and spending eternity in hell.
这样我可以在跟他一起度过永恒，而不是在神的惩罚里面度过永恒。
I grew up in a Christian family, and my parents came to Jesus when I was 3.
我生在一个基督徒的家庭里，我3岁的时候，我父母信主了。
So I went to church when I was little.
我很小的时候就去教会。
And when I was six, I said to my dad, "Dad, I want to be a Christian."
我六岁的时候，我跟爸爸说，我说爸爸，我想做一个基督徒。
But back then, it was like that. I knew that Jesus died on the cross, and I believed that, but nothing changed.
那时候我知道，主耶稣为我死，我相信这个，但是呢，我没有什么改变。
I was too little to understand what this all actually meant.
我其实当时太小了，其实不能完全理解这到底是什么意思。
When I was 11, 2 years ago.
Sorry.我两年前我满十一岁的时候
I was going to this extension studies course where gifted primary school students
我去加入那个学校里面的那个叫什么就是精英班
would go and learn high school science
我去那时候就在学高中的那个科学
One week we did a forensic science course
有一周我们做了一个forensic science.
So it's a which is detective science.
Okay, 是一种什么？刑侦科学。Okay.
In
detective,
this,
you mean this detective? 哦，刑侦科学。
In this particular lesson, we will investigating a murder.
murder.
The lesson really shook me up and I was scared. And for a couple of weeks, I didn't eat much.
这个课让我很受刺激啊！有后面好几周我都吃不下饭。
The Bible was great comfort to me at that time. I bought it and read it almost everywhere.
那个时候呢，我就每天在读圣经，我觉得从圣经里得到了很大的安慰。
I think that was the main reason that brought me to Christ.
我想那个就是一个主要的原因之一吧，把我带到了基督的面前。
It was after a Sunday school lesson that I came to him.
在这个主日学之后课上课之后呢，我就去到他的面前。
I felt too touched and moved by the lesson, and I stayed back and accepted Christ into my heart.
我是被这个课程呢如此的就是感动了哈，所以我之后呢我就留下来，我就心里就接受了耶稣。
From when I put my faith in Jesus, he helped me in many dark times.
在我信靠这个基督以后呢，他帮助我度过了很多黑暗的时间。
Many times when I'm scared, he'll give me peace and calmness in my heart.
有时候我害怕的时候，他给了我很多的平安在我的心里面。
He has also changed me.
他也改变了我。
One day when I was arguing and shouting at my sister, probably being selfish.
有一天我在那个跟我的姐姐在妹妹在吵架的时候，我那时候可能是我自己比较自私哈。
Yeah, my mom told me to go for a timeout.
我妈妈让我那个罚我去到旁边去惩罚，在旁边坐一下或者站一下。
Yeah. In my room, I prayed, and the Lord told me to flip to Psalm 119:37, which says.Turn my eyes away from worthless things and preserve my life according to your word.
我就是关在自己的房间里，我就祷告了，做了祷告。主让我看到了这个诗篇的119:37，说，让我的眼远离无益的事物，保守我的生命，按照。神的旨意。
The Lord taught me that quarrels and selfishness is worthless, but to follow Him is valuable.
神教导我说，这个争吵和自私都是毫无意义的， 只有追随他才是有意义的。
From then on, I knew that quarreling and arguing with my sister is meaningless, and now our relationship is better.
从那时候我就认为那个争吵啊，这个都是都是没有意义的。所以呢，从那时候我们的关系变得好了。
Many times at school, my friends debate and confront me about the Lord.
在学校里呢，有很多次我的朋友们呢，就是跟我有关于这个上帝的问题进行很多的争论。
Once about five of them opposed me and asked me about the omnipotent paradox.
圣经呢，和主呢给了我很多的力量来追随他。有一次呢，由他们五个人来跟我辩论。
Yeah.
Omnipotent paradox is a.
Said
the.
I really didn't know what to say, but I stood my ground and didn't give up.
我不知道他们在说什么，但是我还是坚持我的立场，我没有放弃。
Before, I didn't want to baptize because I was scared about standing up here and doing my testimony.
我之前不想受浸，是因为我怕像今天这样站在这边来做见证。
But once when I was praying about it, the Lord suddenly changed my way of thinking, and I was no longer scared of it.
但是当我对神祷告的时候呢，神就改变了我的这个想法，让我不再害怕了。
I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to live for Him. Thank you.
我爱主耶稣，我愿意为他而活。谢谢。
My name is Victor, and I'm year 10 this year, going to Manly Selective High School.
我叫 Victor, 我今年是十年级在 Manly High School. It's a selective school, 精英中学。
And I'm here to tell you my testimony on how I believed in Christ.
我想跟你们分享我信主的见证。
I was born and raised in a Christian family.
我是生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was when I was young, going to church was like an opportunity to have fun and eat.
我小的时候呢，去教会是很开心，又可以很多东西可以吃。
The stories about Jesus and God were interesting, but my brain couldn't see the deeper meanings.
关于主耶稣的故事是很有趣，但我看不到更深的那个意义。
As my parents would say, it would be like going in one ear and coming out the other.
好像我父母说。我左耳进，右耳出。
When I was now that I'm older,
我是现在长大了。
And I was retold the stories.
我会再重新读那些故事。
Everything in the Bible linked together like puzzle pieces.
圣经里头每一段好像一个puzzle一个拼图里面，并起来就有意义的。
All pointing at Jesus.
都是指向耶稣。
And that was when I believed.
所以我信他。
Going to church,
关乎来教会呢
I heard one hymn.
我听到一首诗歌
I think it was 179 in the big hymn book.
179首
It's called And Can It Be?
And Can It Be? 何能如此
It talked about how Christ died for me, a sinner.
他说到主耶稣如何为我这个罪人死
And I'm undeserving of his love.
这个惊人的爱是我不配的。
And that song really moved me.
这首歌非常的感动我。
And now I believed in Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and His saving grace and love for me.
现在我信主耶稣，他为我死，为我复活，他拯救我的恩典。
The Lord helped me in all kinds of problems.
主耶稣在不同的困难里头，他帮助我。
For example, stress from schoolwork.
比如说读书读得好辛苦啊。
And also playing video games.
Sorry.
玩电脑。
还有我玩电脑游戏也玩得好厉害。
I also know that he'll help me with whatever else I ask.
我知道我求他会帮助我的。
No matter how big or small it will.
无论这个问题多大或者多小。
This reminded me of a verse I learned in youth group.
让我想起在 youth group 里头学的一节的圣经。
Romans 8:32.
罗马书八章三十二节。
He who did not spare his own son.
他既不顾实际的儿子
but delivered him up for us all.
为我们众人写了
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
他岂不把他和万物都白白的赐给我们呢
This is telling me that God gave us his own son.
这里说神把他的独生的爱子给了我
And he will willingly give us everything.
他也愿意把万有都给我
I'm very thankful for the church.
我非常感谢在教会里头
and my family for helping me in the walk of Jesus.
还有我的父母帮助我认识主
Thank you.
谢谢
我刚才听到这些小朋友的见证哦，真的是很感动
When I heard the testimonies from these younger people, I was so moved.
啊，我盼望今天我站在这里，但是我盼望有一天我的儿女也能够站在这里，来为主做见证。
I'm just hoping that someday my children will be standing here also to testify for my Lord.
还有我的老公，我感谢他今天来听我的见证。
I'm so glad that he's here today to listen to my testimony.
我来澳洲已经十六年了。
It's been 16 years since I first arrived in Australia.
这十六年我有很多次机会听到福音，也去过不少次教会。
I had so many opportunities to hear the gospel, and for a few times I went to church.
我一直觉得有信仰是非常好的。
I always thought that it's a great thing to believe something.
但是我觉得我实在很忙了，我要为生计奔波，还要带三个孩子。
But I thought, look, I'm being so busy. I work very hard to make a living and taking care of three children.
我一直想，我说等我以后我把小孩都养大了，我有时间了，我一定好好的来教会，好好的来信主。
I always thought, well, someday when I brought up children, when he grew up, then I got more time, then I will come to church and know God.
感谢主，这么多年在各种样的环境带领我，今天能够站在这。
Thank God, through all the circumstances in the past years, I was taken to here today.
能够。早一天的信主就能够早一天有从神而来的新的生命是有这个无限大的神做我们的依靠真的是何等的恩典
What a blessing for us to, you know, to start knowing God early so we are blessed by this mighty God early
这么多年我一直都是很努力的生活从来都不偷懒
I've been trying to be diligent, working very hard.
我觉得一直觉得，凭我自己的努力，我可以，过上我所盼望的生活，能够幸福的生活。
I always thought I will be able to live a life that I desire to live if I work very hard enough.
我也确实也是过上了很安稳的生活。
Indeed, I did live a peaceful, comfortable life.
我对物质啊，对什么也没有什么过高的要求。
I didn't have too high expectations towards material stuff.
但是我常常的不快乐。
However, I was not. I always so unhappy.
我也很悲观。
I was negative. Yeah, negative.
尤其是到了中年吧，就觉得工作、家庭上，经常一点点小事就把我
能够惹怒我，就能陷入很深的那个伤心气氛，很久都不能自拔。
When I went in the middle age, or sometimes always small things at home will make me so heartbroken, so angry.
我觉得就是每次的快乐和幸福感都是特别的短暂。
And the happiness time has always been so short, and most of the time I was in sorrow and worry.
记得那个时候 Lucy 姐妹跟我说
I remember by then Sister Lucy told me.
她说每个人心里面都有一块地方是预备给主的
In every person's heart, there's a special space that's reserved for the Lord.
这个世界上任何的东西都不能填满。
That everything in this world cannot fill it.
我们只有让主进入我们的心，我们的心才能真正的被填满，有平安和。
Only if we let Lord to come to fill this space, then we are filled. The heart will be filled.
感谢主在我身边安排了像 Lucy 啊 Ivy 啊这样的好姐妹
Thank Lord for arranging some good sisters like Lucy and Ivy to be around me
我跟着他们来到江陵姐妹带领的姐妹小组
They just took me to a sisters meeting
我被姐妹们的分享和见证深深的吸引
Also attracted by the testimonies and the sharings of the sisters.
我也看到主在姐妹们身上奇妙的作为。
I also saw the magic work that God has done on these sisters.
我也渴慕能像他们一样能够经历主的大能。
I desire one day I can experience the power of Lord.
能有一颗不管在任何环境里面都平安喜乐的心。
I'll be having a peaceful and joyful heart in all circumstances.
信主以后的道路，不是我当初所想象的那样，从此我就一帆风顺了。
The life after believing the Lord was not as smooth as I expected before.
有时候感觉反而有更多的不顺。
Sometimes I feel like there'll be more difficulties, obstacles.
因为主实在是知道我的光景，知道我应该要学习的功课。
Lord knows my condition, and He knows what new lessons I need to learn.
我是什么事情都希望能自己掌权，自己安排。我一直跟主讨价还价，我说，哎，我真的很忙，我没有时间每个礼拜二来小组，我也没有时间，我也不可能周天来教会。
Okay, I always try to bargain with Lord because I wanted everything under my own control. I said, look, I've been so busy, I can't make it every Tuesday for the meeting, or come to church.
但是我常常因为忙碌，我心里面很多的苦读。
But just because of this busyness, I had so much bitterness in my heart.
到有一天，我真是疲惫愁苦的来到主的面前，求主的怜悯，求主来掌管我。
One day I was so weary and tired, I come in front of the Lord, asking the Lord to manage my life, to take control.
主让我看到我们。积蓄的财富在哪里？我们的心就在哪里。
God let me know that whenever our treasures, our heart will be.
我们只有心在主里，凡事做凡事都以荣耀主的名而做，我们才有平安和喜乐。
If our heart is always in Lord, we do everything for the glory of Lord, so we will have joy.
我参加姐妹小组真的不知不觉就有两年多了。
Before I know it's been 2 years since I first attended the sisters meeting.
是姐妹们一直一路的扶持我，一直为我祷告。
The sisters have been helping me and praying for me.
感谢主让我们姐妹们像一个肢体一样彼此相爱。
Thank God, the sisters are like a different parts of the body. We love each other.
因为凭我们自己，我们根本也不知道什么是爱，也不会爱。
For ourselves, we don't know what love is and how to love, or how to love.
我记得我有时候经常很着急，我跟江玲说，我说，哎呀，我这个圣经，我怎么也看不懂。
Sometimes I was so nervous. I told the sister, "Look, I don't think I will be able to understand the Bible."
江玲说，不用着急，没关系，我们只要明白爱。
She said, "Don't worry, take it easy. All you need to understand is love."
说我们知道我们要那个爱人如己，彼此相爱，就是我们这。一辈子都要学习的功课。
God wants us to love each other and love others like loving yourself. That's the lesson we need to learn all our lives.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我今天挺高兴的。
I'm really happy today.
我也有点紧张。
But I'm nervous too.
我从来没有在这么多人面前讲过话。
I've never had spoken before such a large group.
我叫 Bill, 中文叫刘赤。
我叫 Bill. Sorry, my name is Bill.
我是一个厨师。
I'm a chef.
我一般不经常讲话，因为我在厨房里很热，然后不愿意说话，要喝很多的水，所以我今天我尽量把话说的短一点。
I don't normally speak that much because I work in the kitchen, it's so hot and I need to drink a lot of water. But today I try to condense my talk.
而且您也知道的话，很多人都知道厨师的脾气不是特别好，然后因为他们很热嘛，所以他们不说话，一说话可能就说了要说脏话不好的。
You might know that the chefs do not have a good temper because it's so hot in the kitchen.
我刚刚的话拿到那份小礼物，上面有一句话，这句话的话其实促使了我今天上来讲话。
And I looked at the present I've just got, and there's a verse that prompted me to come to share my testimony.
马太福音十八章第四节。
Matthew 18.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Those who humble themselves and turn like a child, they'll be the greatest in the kingdom of God.
我其实在很多年以前的话，有很多机会都有人向我传过福音，但是我一直都没有相信主。
Actually, many years ago, people preached the gospel to me, but then I've wasted much opportunity, and I didn't believe in the Lord then.
我当时心里面有一种想法，我当时
And I was thinking.
我觉得我是一个没有信仰的人，但是我在很多事情，我相信我做的比那些有信仰的人还要好。
And I thought to myself, I don't have a faith, but what I do and my conduct might be better than a lot of people who are professing Christians.
那些犯罪的人在澳洲的话，他们是一个基督教的国家，那些犯罪的人的话都是基督徒，我想。
Australia was a Christian country, and all those criminals were Christians.
我不是基督徒，但我还生活在，我没有在监狱里面。我觉得我为什么要去信呢
？I'm not a Christian, but I'm not in jail, so I've been living a good life without the faith.
后来呢，我第一次来这个教会是09年，参加了我一个朋友王小岩兄弟的婚礼。
The first time I came to this church was 2009, attending a wedding ceremony of a friend.
然后我在这里第一次听到了王弟兄的传道，王明礼弟兄。
That was the first time I heard from Brother Michael Wong.
我只是当时的话，他只是讲了关于人应该怎么。应该处理这个婚姻的关系。
Late Brother Wong was sharing about marriage.
我那个时候的话确实受到了感动。
I was really touched.
之后呢，我就再也没有回来过这个教会。
And since then, I've never come back.
我结婚以后呢，我的太太，呢，她是一个护士。
After I got married to my wife, who's a nurse.
她的工作呢挺辛苦，经常夜里要上班。
She works shift, and that is really hard.
所以慢慢的话，她可能就患了，就有一些抑郁。
And by, she developed depression.
然后这个时候呢，江宁姐出现了。
And then a sister, Sister Jenny came.
江宁姐把我太太带到了教会。
And she was invited to church.
一开始呢，我不能说不屑一顾来吧，但是我真的也没有时间来。
In the beginning, I couldn't say that I didn't care to come at all, but then I was too busy.
但是呢，我太太极力要求我陪她一起来，因为我觉得，因为我之前听过王弟兄的传道，他说，作为丈夫一定要特别爱自己的妻子，要听，也要爱她像爱自己一样，所以我觉得我过来是爱她的表现。
But my wife wanted my company, and because I've heard from late brother Wong that the husband should love the wife, so I agreed to come with her.
我一开始的时候呢，就是陪她坐在旁边，然后我也不知道我是有没有听，有没有想什么，但是脑子里可能是空白的。
Initially, I was sitting next to my wife. I didn't know whether I was thinking or was feeling. I was just blank.
但是。这个感觉是突然一下有一天，我觉得，我觉得我的内心好像很平安了。
I felt peace inside me.
当我不能来教会的时候，我心里反倒有些烦躁了。
Rather, when I stopped coming with her, I felt disturbed.
我开始质疑自己。
And I told myself.
我说我是不是应该来教会是正确的？
Should I go to church?
当我再一次来到教会的时候，我的心又一下平安了。
When I came back to church, I was peaceful again.
所以我觉得我真的应该来教会。
So I felt like I should come to church.
而且刚才呢，给我受洗的Ian弟兄呢，他的那个例子让我一下把我之前所想的一个问题，就是我没有信仰，但是我可以做的比有信仰的人还要好。那个问题我也。改变了我的想法。
And Brother Ian has just an answer to my question. Me being without faith could do better than those Christians.
就像你驾驶技术再好，你没有驾照，你开在路上，你被警察抓到，你也要去监狱，你这个是犯罪。
Like without a driving license, you may be able to drive the car on the road, but once caught, you will be jailed.
你有了驾照，你一样也会违反交通规则，但警察抓到你的话，只是惩罚你。
If you have the driving license, if you do something wrong, the police may stop you or book you, give you a ticket, but you won't be jailed.
这个就是人的原罪，人一出生的时候就有罪，无论你做得再好，你不信主，你一样要下地狱。
This is original sin of man. If you don't believe in the Lord,You will go to hell.
但是如果你信了主，
But if you believe in Christ,
你一样也会犯错误，但是主都会原谅你，他只是会小小的惩罚你。
You may sin or make mistakes, but the Lord will forgive you with some punishment and consequence.
这是我今天的到现在的想法。
This is what I understand up to now.
我这周跟我太太通过一次话，她在中国。
My wife is now in China. I spoke to her during the last week.
她跟我说，你这周日要受洗了。她说你要准备一个发言。她说你不写一个草稿吗
？She's telling me that you are going to be baptized this Sunday. Can you write down this on the script on your testimony?
我说我好像在家里头跟我的父亲、跟我的兄弟姐妹讲话的时候不需要打草稿。
And I told her, I'm just like talking to my father and brothers and sisters. I don't need a script.
所以刚才我在上来之前的话，默默地做了一个祷告。
Therefore, before coming up, I prayed quietly.
我求天父给我智慧，让我今天能够做一个发言。
I ask the Father for wisdom on what to say.
谢谢大家，荣耀归于主。
And glory to him.
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
Just to brothers and sisters.
像刚才那位弟兄一样，我太太也提醒我说，我是不是该打个草稿？
那个 my wife said the same thing. Why don't you prepare us?
昨天我在家里坐在那里想了半天，就觉得脑子里一片空白了。
I was all blank in my brain.
我不知道到底该说什么，他觉得有很多想说，但是又觉得不知道该从哪里说起。
I got so much to say, but I really don't know where to start.
只能先说说我自己吧。
I just talk myself.
我是在国内受教育长大的。
I was brought up in China.
所以国内的教育呢，从小就一直灌输的就是说一切是唯物主义的，是无神论的。
The education I received in China has always been materialism and atheism.
所以我对各个宗教呢，只是把它当为一种可能是文学吧，来作为这样的一种关注方式。
That's why I always take all the religions in the world as literature.
特别是对于基督教，我最刚开始的时候是持一种反对的态度的。
Especially to Christianity, I was holding an opposite.
因为以前读了很多一些关于基督教的历史的书。
Because I read some history books about Christianity.
里面的比如说很多血腥的战争与动乱呢，给我留下了非常深的印象。
It recorded a lot of riots and wars inside.
所以我就个人一直就不太想多接触这一方面。
That's why I always wanted to keep away from it.
然而最近，就是说在这些年来，我在看更多的文献的时候，我发现越来越多的一些现在的科学研究好，还是文献来说，会发现所有的物质啊，还有精神呐，原来都是一体的。
As I did a lot more reading and research, and I found out that the modern scientists suggest that all the spiritual things and material things, they pretty much mix together.
特别是最近读的关于量子理论的一些书籍，让我发现，原来整个世界就是我们一个精神的投射。
Especially the book I'm reading recently, the quantum science, which suggests that everything in this world is a projection, a reflection of our spiritual activity.
所以说这个彻底改变了我对整一个世界的一个认识。
Which thoroughly overthrew my existing previous understanding of the world.
来到从一三年来到澳，第二次回到澳洲之后呢，原来我们对教会的想法仅仅是说，哎，到教会我们能认识更多的人，会有生活上会有一些帮助。
Yeah, when we come back a second time in 2013 back to Australia, we thought that we always thought that you know to come to church.It can, you know, for us is to, you know, we can make more friends and which will make it easier, a lot more easier.
然而后来，我太太在信主而受洗之后，她身上所发生的事情，让我有了对宗教有了全新的认识。
But what happened to my wife after she got baptized, make me to rethink, what this word is or what the religion is.
因为当时在我们之间一直有一个很深的芥蒂，我们一直没法解决。
Because before beginners, there always something unsolved between us.
而因靠着主，这个芥蒂，我不想多展开了。就是这个芥蒂就完全解决了，这让我觉得这个不是人的能力，因为我曾经尝试着想办法去解决，但是总是就是越搞越糟。
Yeah, but we've been trying to solve this problem, but we could only, all we could do is make it worse. But I believe this is something really supernatural.
感谢主，终于让这件事情过去了，我们夫妻之间又恢复了原来那样的一个恩爱的一个关系。
Thank Lord, it's already been history. Now we are already got into a new relationship.
到澳洲之后，我太太加入了查经班，在一个姐妹家里的查经班。
My wife joined a family Bible study meeting in a sister's home.
我觉得我们能有这样的机会，就是说能在澳洲加入这样的，当时的加入这个查经班呢，也是主的安排。
I do believe now that it was Lord's arrangement for us to be able to attend that family Bible study meeting.
因为我太太加入在学习之后呢，她回来说让我一定要过去听，她觉得这个非常的好。
When she came back, said, "Look, you have to go because it's really good."
但是我当时觉得并没有什么，我说听听也行，了解一下吧。
But I just have a novel. I just said, "Okay, I just go and you know to see what it is."
但是当我真正的坐在查经班里开始学习圣经，当有弟兄姐妹们领着我们在查阅圣经的时候，我真正发现了原来圣经里隐藏了这么多的知识与道理，还有我以前所不知道的东西。
When the brothers and sisters helped us to go deeper into the Bible, and I just realized that there's so much knowledge and meaning that I didn't know before in the Bible.
然后我就开始几乎每一天的就是抽时间的去读圣经。
Then I try to spend some time every day to do the reading.
我读的越多，我会发现圣经的确是一本好书。
The more I read, I found out that the Bible is really a good book.
它让我就是每次读完圣经，让我的心境就特别的平和。
Yeah, I had peace every time I finished reading the Bible.
然后特别是当我们在学习圣经的时候，当说起主在克西马尼园的祷告。
When we were studying the Jesus prayer in the Gethsemane,
让我知道了一切都应该顺主的意，而不是以自己的、以人的想法去做。
That taught me a lesson, which is to always follow God's will, not my own will.
然后我就开始尝试着每天就是有一个时间去向跟主祷告、跟主交通。
Then I tried to do a little prayer daily to the Lord.
我总是祷告主说，哎，主啊，我为什么什么也看不见，我看不到任何的奇迹，我的一生好像很平淡，没发生什么事情。
I always pray, Lord, why I don't see anything special, I don't see any miracles, my life has always been so dull.
很多弟兄姐妹们，我在听他们见证的时候，他们都很深刻的认识一些很深刻的转变，而这些似乎都跟我没有什么缘。
From the testimonies from brothers and sisters, they all seem to have had a very profound transformation, but that didn't happen to me.
但是当我在越来越多祷告的时候，总有一种感觉会说，哎，难道这不就是神的恩典吗？
But with more prayer, I start having a feeling that, look, this is just God's grace.
而我为什么像那些法利赛人一样要祈求去看那些神迹呢？
Why I'm being like those Pharisees trying to request more miracles from the Lord?
我把我生活中的每一件事每天所要面对的都交托给主。
I committed everything in my life and everything I will be facing every day and to the Lord.
当我做这种祷告的时候，我发现所有的事情，我的经历会变得越来越顺利。
But when doing those prayers, I slowly realized that God has made everything I do so smooth.
而太太，我太太经常跟我说，哎，她发现我的性格跟以前比平和很多，也转变了很多。
And the wife also told me, look, I found that your personality has changed. You're becoming more calm and more peaceful.
我那时候就对她说，这就是主在我身上的做工吧，应该。
And I was telling her, look, this is what Lord is working on me.
年初的时候，我有一次祷告的时候，也经常祷告的时候，对主说：“哎，主啊，为什么我的工作总是这样？有的是浪费生命，我是不是应该有一些改变？我接下去要做一个重大的决定，要有一些重大的一个变化。我希望主能帮助我安排，以主的意思来行。”
Early this year, I did a prayer. I said, Lord, why I really want some change in my job, in my work. I want Lord to make changes for me. I will follow God's will.
我当时说，如果这些成型的话，那我必将受洗归于主。
If all this achieved, Lord, I will commit myself to you.
因为在我心里，我觉得这是不可能的。
Because in my heart, then I didn't believe that was possible.
但是事情的发展远超于我的意料之外。
But then when the way things proceed was way beyond my expectations.
无论我在面试啊还是什么，我在说话跟别人沟通，在回答问题的时候，我会发现，我后来回想起来，觉得。这好像远远超过了我所能表达的能力。
And the way I went through the interviews, the questionnaires, and the, everything, communicating with people, the way I performed was way beyond my own ability.
而且后续所发生的一切事情让我觉得这不是凭靠我个人能力所能达成的。
And the consequence.Events happened after that make me believe that this cannot achieved by myself, by human beings.
所以后来我就祷告说，主啊，这如果都是你安排的话，那么请你加固我的信心，让我在下次受洗的时候，我能主动的提出来。
Then I prayed to Lord, said, "Look, Lord, if this is all arranged by you, please make sure that." When next opportunity of baptize comes up, you just make me to volunteer.
因为我一直认为受洗只是一个形式，而信才是最重要的。
I always thought that baptism is just an art form. To believe is more important.
但是后来当教会的弟兄那天跑来跟我说的时候，哎，十一月份有受洗，你要不要报名的时候？我那个时候的心里就突然感到特别的那种兴奋，我就很自然的脱口而出说，我要的。
Yeah, that's why when brothers approached me, said, "Look, in November there will be a baptism. Would you like to join?" I was somehow so excited. I answered right away. I said yes.
所以今天我就受洗而归于主了。
Now today I'm being baptized and committed to Jesus.
在这一路的过程过来，我觉得，每天的祷告和对主的信，引领了我这样，成为最终归于主，而跟主这样的融合，让我觉得我再一次有了新的生命。
I think the constant prayer and the faith. The faith to the Lord has brought me to today, and make me to join to reunite with God.
我就分享这么多，谢谢大家。
That's all I can share. Thank you.
Praise the Lord and thank you, brothers and sisters. My name is Wan Xing.
我是跟随我太太去教会，然后觉得是成为基督徒是何等的荣耀，所以我接受了今天的洗礼，荣耀成为一名荣耀的基督徒。
I first came to church with my wife, but I find that it's just a glorious thing that I can become a Christian. Therefore, I'm baptized today.
我来到 Roseville 这家教会是跟文姐，我是 Wendy。我们之前是我们12年认识文姐，然后她带我们来第一次来到这家教会的。
My wife and I came to this church introduced by Sister Wendy in 2012.
我也很感谢文姐对我和我们家的照顾和传福音，让我们坚定我们的信心，直到今天。
And I want to thank Sister Wendy for looking after us and sharing the gospel with us.
我和我的太太是，我在国内因为种种的个人原因和一些问题，是我和我的太太就这几年都是因为我太太带着我的女儿在澳大利亚，我在国内。
I've been staying in China while my wife spent time with my daughter in Australia.
因为国内经历的各种绝望和失望，让我今天能在这里时，我也下了很大的决心。
I was frustrated and disappointed in China, and I thank the Lord for helping me to come here to Australia.
感谢主，让我的家庭都一直很平安。感谢主，让我今天也一直很平安。
And I thank the Lord for the grace and peace given to me and to my family.
我接受洗礼，我觉得是我的一种诉求。
This is my desire to be baptized.
我觉得我不是要邀请，我是祈求盼望的成为一名基督徒。
I wasn't invited. I long to be baptized. I want to be a Christian.
我圣经到读到今天读了四五遍了，还是读不懂。
I've read the Bible 4 or 5 times, but still I don't understand.
但是每次读都有每次的想法，而且会很平静。
But each time I read the Bible, I feel such peace.And I learn different things.
我希望主赐我智慧，让我读懂圣经，学会祷告。
I ask the Lord to give me wisdom that I can understand His word and I can learn to pray.
今天我接受洗礼了，是我人生中最重要的一天。
This is such an important date in my life that I'm baptized.
我知道，因为主的生命在我的生命里。
I know this because Jesus' life is in me.
我要严格要求自己。
I have to be strict on myself.
自律，更加的自律。
I need to learn self-discipline.
荣耀主的名。
And glorify His name.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Amen.